My next guest was a bit hesitant to describe herself as a poet when we first met her here on Away in 2016. At that time, Evelyn Araluen had entered and placed runner-up in a literary prize called the Nacada Brophy. A year later, she tried again and won the prize. Well, now she's outdone herself. From 1,000 entries, Evelyn has won the Judith Wright Poetry Prize for Guarded by Birds. And she's placed third in the same competition for another poem. We'll hear Evelyn recite Guarded by Birds shortly. The Judith Wright Poetry Prize was judged by Ali Kobi-Eckerman and Toby Fitch, who's the poetry editor of Overland, the literary magazine. And it was Toby who described Drop Bear Poetics as a violent yet droll surprise attack on the Australian poetry landscape.
I've been writing poetry now for 2 years, maybe nearly three. I'm still very new in this business, but I've had a really wonderful opportunity to be learning from a lot of other really incredible black poets, Lorna Munro, Teela Watson, Uncle Ken Canning, and they've really shown me a very different side of the way in which this industry works. And I started off with a really positive sense of how encouraging people were regarding Aboriginal representation and how, wow, this is beautiful. This has changed so much after, you know, so long of the history wars and the culture wars and that impact over literature. I thought it was a really encouraging space. And the more I learnt about the way in which people were actually engaging with Aboriginal literature and representation, the more I realised that it was usually just about containment and possession and appropriation. And that didn't make me very happy. So I wrote a poem.
Did the judges, one of whom was Ali Kobi-Eckerman, an amazing poet, one of the best in my opinion, did you get any comments or any feedback from either Ali or Toby Fitch, the poetry editor of Overland magazine, who judges the Judith Wright?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to read some of Toby's comments. Normally the judge's report comes out when the poems are actually published, and so I'm really looking forward to hearing from Ali. Her opinion means quite a lot to me because I too deeply admire her work. Toby's response, I think, was basically, I think he understood what I was getting at quite well, and it was quite flattering to me that it was, you know, represented as, oh, an important challenge to Australian literature and not, oh, someone let the crazy girl have a go at us all again. So that was really positive. The response to Guarded by Birds is always going to be a lot more complicated for me because that is a very difficult poem about a very difficult and very sensitive topic. So it was actually really confronting to see anyone talk about that whatsoever and then to actually have to face the reality that I've put this poem into distribution and the poem speaks about some really heavy stuff, and that's now going to be what I have to be accountable to and answerable to, and there have to be dialogues around that. So talking about Guarded by Birds as, you know, an attempt to find a way of understanding the cultural implications of suicide is, you know, that's something that I'm, you know, I know what that poem is. I don't need anybody else to tell me what that poem is, but to see a response from someone who's read that and who's taken away that same message in many ways actually reinforces a lot of the difficulty that that poem was trying to write against.
From the satire or the sarcasm of Drop Bear Poetics to something like Guarded by Birds. How do you do that in the same competition? Did you hesitate about putting more than one poem in for the Judith Wright?
I did initially, but it was at a time in which the Judith Wright came up at a time in which I hadn't really been writing very much, and I felt that I was, you know, failing some of the expectations people had of me. People were asking me to write something or to be a part of some kind of project, and I wanted to do that. I wanted to continue being a poet. But, you know, there was just a lot going on in my life that made that very difficult to do. So I thought, no, I'm going to do what I see all of the other poets doing. I'm going to try to get some of my work together and submit and just try. That's a really remarkable thing about writers, just seeing the way in which they so constantly and methodically have to submit and be rejected and submit and be rejected. And Drop Bear Poetics had been previously rejected, and I was deeply offended by that because I thought, oh, how dare you knock back this poem telling you that I don't like you? How dare you should listen to my complaints? And then, you know, so I sat on it for a little bit, and when the Judith Wright came round, and, you know, previously, in the previous year, a good friend of mine and a poet who I really admire, Alison Whittaker, she was a co-winner with Holly Eisenmunger, and her poem, Many Girls, White Linen, just absolutely floored me. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things that I've ever heard read before. So I thought, no, Ali did it, and I love Ali. I'm going to give this a go. And then we have Ali Kobi Eckerman, and she is judging, and I met her, and I felt, I'm going to just try. And I went through what I had in my scraps, and Drop Bear Poetics was an obvious thing for me. I was going to submit Drop Bear Poetics, and then Guarded by Birds was just sitting there. I hadn't touched it for months. It was a very difficult poem. I'd never really been able to read it. I'd never been able to do anything with it. And, you know, I spoke to a few people about it, and we decided, give it a go. And I submitted it, and I didn't think twice, and then had to think about it all over again. Guarded by Birds. When you go, as the spaces between wine and Zoloft say you must. At 37, or some other too soon, before old has a chance to grow in you, before youth has time to loose you from his claws, I will meet you at the edges of a body shaped like loss, and trace the outline of your absence with smoke. Then take from the air the name of a man who smelt like river and spoke like distance. Second surviving son to two generations of fathers to buried boys, loved and beloved in your loudest lonely, by the daughter to what I swear I heard you call deliverance. Too good, this eloquent offering of birdcage to gulls. There are knowings I cannot tell you, and things you do not know how to say. Between tradition and trauma, there are nights when we meet voiceless, in the shadow of once was gum, the memory of leaf and branch, the place where you want to die. I know little of this ceremony, have only collected for the coolerman, carved from river red, to carry water, to carry child, to carry smoke, to carry you to those who watch and hope there will be place for you. When you go, I will be the one to tell the birds. They will wait as I gather the eucalypt and tell me, take them still living, break the branch if you must.
Evelyn Araluen reading her Judith Wright Prize-winning poem, Guarded by Birds. She placed third as well with another one called Drop Bear Poetics. And Evelyn is back in a few weeks to talk about fictional dystopias in Aboriginal literature.